This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. In 1972, 50 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Ingvard Sundset celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. They were interviewed for an article in the Roseau Times Region of June 15, 1972. Here's that article. When the pretty young girl's skate came off as she was skating on the Roseau River at a party on the Nels Doll Farm near Winoska 50 years ago, a young man offered to help her with it. "I don't know you," she said. "I don't know you either, so that makes us even," he replied, and helped her affix the skate to her shoe. They were married on February 4, 1922, in Roseau by Reverend Stormo, and as Mr. and Mrs. Ingvard Sundset, they noted their golden wedding anniversary Sunday with a special open house in Messiah Lutheran Church in Roseau, with all their children home for the event. Ingvard came to Roseau with his brother Arnie, two cars of horses and machinery, and settled near Winoska. Gina Larson was born here and was teaching in the Bilberg School south of Winoska when they met. Ingvard courted the young schoolmarm by horse and cutter. He particularly remembers one trip to pick her up at the school for a date. His horses shied at a mound of snow, and Ingvard, wondering why, investigated. Beneath the mound he found Malmskog, an old Swedish peddler with his pack on his back, nearly frozen. He got him in the cutter and took him to the Johnson farm, where he was revived and cared for. When they were married, he went to Fargo to attend school, and in April he transferred to St. Paul to the BB Laboratories, where she joined him when school was out. He graduated in bacteriology and medical technology and worked at the Northwest School as a medical technician, and also 2 years for the Veterans Administration in St. Paul. Then my eyes went bad from microscopic work, and we came back and bought some land in Lake of the Woods County, where we lived for several years, he recalled. They then moved to Roseau County and have lived here since. Mrs. Sundset taught rural schools in Roseau County and near Rocky Point for 9 years. Ingvard joined the service in 1918 and was later discharged for medical reasons. Back in Roseau, he did plumbing and electrical work with his brother Arnie, and when World War II came, he worked with Selective Service. Then he went to Portland, where he worked in the shipyards for 2 years, getting his master electrician's degree there. After the war, he continued with plumbing and electrical work, retiring from that to be a Justice of the Peace in Roseau for 8 years. He became curator of the Roseau Museum on March 1, 1948, and as of 1972, has held that post since. Ingvard has been active in American Legion affairs for over 50 years, being a charter member of the organization. He has held the posts of post commander, post adjutant, and membership chairman of the district. Mrs. Sundset has been auxiliary president and active in that organization for 50 years. It was under Ingvard's term as adjutant that the Roseau post began to spring back to life. He boosted the post to 90 members shortly after World War II. He is also a charter member of the Roseau 40 and 8 and the Disabled American Veterans. They belong to Messiah Lutheran Church and to the English Lutheran Church before it became Messiah, where she has been active in the Ladies' Aid. She has also been active in garden club work and worked in stores in Roseau for 17 years. She has also shown much of her handiwork at the fair, winning her share of prizes. They remember Roseau when it had boardwalks, a hitching rack near the present penny store, that being in 1972, and mud streets. I can remember Model T's stuck up to the running board where the municipal building is now, and livery stables all over town. We didn't have sewers then. Things drained to the curb. He also remembers when there were but 2 automobiles in town. They were owned by Dr. Noreen and Ole Oy, with Charlie Erlandson, the blacksmith, getting the third. They scared the animals and caused plenty of runaways, he chuckled. He recalls that some people got automobile fever and even traded their homesteads for used vehicles, quote, and gas tractors which weighed several tons, unquote. He also remembers the famous county seat fight when a fleet runner was seen absconding through an open window with ballot boxes. The Sunsets have lived in their present home since 1926. They bought half a block when they purchased the place. His brother Arnie had the other half. They have raised four children there. Lila, Mrs. Keith Terry, Denver, Colorado. Alan, Boulder, Colorado. And Vernon, Fort Collins, Colorado. They lost a daughter of 19. They have always had a huge garden and lots of flowers, as well as hobbies. Ingvard loves to carve things from wood and make furniture from tin cans. Mrs. Sunset likes to sew and keep the home. Ingvard has been closely associated with things historical in the county. When the county history was planned in 1958, he did all the graves registration and outlined the war effort as well. He is assisting Mrs. Wahlberg with facts on history here at the present time. He has loved working in the museum, showing things to people and outlining their history. He also appreciates the letters he gets from youngsters who come. After 24 years with things, I know them. I can almost talk to them, he says of the artifacts in his keeping. Mr. and Mrs. Sunset feel their family has been the biggest thing in their life together and the many friends they have as well. They are closely tied to Roseau and their home here. They still have a large garden, and as they say with special meaning, this is our home. Roseau people are glad that it is and that it has been. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.